Now, boys and girls, I have something here this morning, and it has got three colours, and it's made up of three crosses. And at this time of the year, you see quite a lot of them. Could anybody tell me what it is? Nobody going to hazard a guess. Well, you see it on government buildings, and you see it on poles. You see it on banners. Anybody know? Okay, here we go. Do we know what it is now? It's the Union flag, isn't it? It's our national flag. The red, white, and blue. Our Union flag is made up of three crosses. And do you know what it reminds me of, boys and girls? That on Calvary's Hill, one time, stood three crosses. Our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified on the center cross. And there was a malefactor crucified on his right, and there was one crucified on his left. But it's these three colours that I want to speak to you about this morning. The red, and the white, and the blue. And each and every time that I look at a Union flag, and I see the red cross, it reminds me of the precious blood of our Lord Jesus Christ. Reminds me, boys and girls, of the time when I came to Jesus as I was, weary, lost, and lone, and found in him a resting place. And he made me holy, washed me, and cleansed me in his own precious blood from my sins. Loosed, washed from our sins in his own precious blood. That's the story, boys and girls, of the center cross on Calvary. For on the cross, Christ was crucified, shed his precious blood that we might be redeemed and cleansed from sin and made the children of God. Now, the white, boys and girls, reminds me of purity. My heart was black with sin. My heart was as black as coal. And then I came to realize that I needed to be cleansed and made white and pure. And it was the precious blood of Christ that cleansed me from all sin. And there's a day coming, and perhaps it's not too far distant, when all those who know and love the Lord Jesus Christ as their personal Savior will go to heaven itself, and we'll all be dressed in garments, white and clean, made white through the precious blood of Christ. Not a lovely story. But the blue, what does it remind me of? Well, the blue, boys and girls, is a heavenly colour, isn't it? You go out on a cloudless day, and we've had a lot of them this weather, haven't we? And you look up into the sky, and what colour is it? It's blue. Blue. Not right. Well, it tells me that our Lord Jesus Christ came from heaven. He was God's Son, but he came into the world to seek and to save that which was lost. And so there's the story of the Union flag. The red speaks of the precious blood that cleanses from all sin. The white speaks as we appear before God in Christ, accepted in the beloved. And the blue is the heavenly country. It reminds me that this is the home of the redeemed. And so, boys and girls, the next time that you see a Union flag, remember that little story of the cross, won't you? May God bless His word to each and every heart.